on Chachamim, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So he said in his city, people were very, very makpid upon Shemitah. Therefore, if somebody was not makpid on Shemitah, he doesn't care about that Chomet Yisr, he would not care about Meisr either. The Chadam, his son, said, the second way we learned, that Choshed Allah Meisr is Choshed Allah Shreis. If you find someone who doesn't care about Meisr, we have to be afraid he doesn't care about Mitzvah Shemitah either. If so, man Chachom, who are these Chachomim? Hateyat Rameya goes according to Rameya. Where's this Rameya? At the time it went like this. Am Oretz. A realist like Rameya, like we said before, Rameya means what? That Choshed Al Dov Rechod is Choshed Al Kol Karakulo. Yeah. Yeah, Rameya. So the Morris says now, Rameya, the time is going like this. Am Oretz Shekibul Olov Divrei Chaveros. An Am Oretz accepted upon himself to act like a Chover, to be makbar in all these mitzvahs. So then, V'nechshna Dov Rechod, according to be over one Issa, Lachar is Nechshna Chol Tarkul is over, he's Choshed to be over the whole Torah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. You see, that's Rabbi Meir's Shita. We caught someone to be over one Issa, we have to be afraid, since he's perikol on this one mitzvah, who are then, he doesn't care about other mitzvahs either. Yeah. V'chom anichom say no, v'chom aymrim, einoi nechshed elu liyesa davo bavad. Only the one thing we caught him on, that's the one, that's what we have to be afraid about. Not more, only what we caught him on. Now, what's going to be hager shekibul olav divrei Torah? Hager is makabal upon himself, but to be a Jew to makabal divrei Torah. So, afilu nechshed ledover echod, hevi choshed lechol Torah kulu. Chut tachidish. I'm not sure what the chiddush of this is. Even a ger also is mekabel upon himself divrei Torah. So if we catch him to be over one issa, he's choshed lechol Torah kulo. So I'm not sure if this goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, or maybe this is even according to Chachamim. And here it's better that since he was a goy before, so he didn't do any mitzvahs. Now he was mekabel to be like a ger. But once we see him being over one avera like, that's a big tzar to say he doesn't care about the Torah anymore. Go back to the way he was before. This could be according to everybody now, that by a ger, if he's nechsh l'dover echod, we consider him now to be a choshe l'chol tarakula. And therefore the Chiddush here also more says, v'reyu ki Yisrael muma, but still he's like a Yisrael muma, even though he's choshe l'chol tarakula, still he has a lacha like a ger, like a Jew. And this could mean, maybe this Chiddush, even contrary, maybe that's the Chiddush over here. And now, Kalima, the difference is, that the Kiddush, Kiddush of Kiddushin, if he marries an Isha, if his geris is not chal at all, it is like a goy, the kedushin is not chal. But we're saying now, no, even though he's choshed again, but still his geris was chal, and he is a Jew, and therefore what he made, the kedushin, is chal the kedushin. And shall need a get. That's not meant to say that the geris was chal. Tell the rabbi, not like this. Habo lekabo divri chaveris. If somebody comes, Namoritz comes and tells us he wants to act like a chover now, everything he does will be betairah. Chutz midov rechet, excluding one of the halachas. Then ain't mekabel noiser, we don't accept him. You have to accept everything, there's no exceptions. Oyvei kechovim shabo lekabel divrei Torah. Goy wants to become a Jew. But he says clearly, chutz midav rechad, excluding one halacha, I don't want to accept. So the halacha is then ain't mekabel noiser, we don't accept him. So far only says that we do not accept him. Question of if it was done, if the geris was done already, that's another question if the geris would be chal or not. But lechatchila for sure we don't accept such a ger if it's not mekabel the whole Torah. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudu, Aimer, Afilu Diktuk Echad Medivri Seifim. Even a chumra medirabonin, if he doesn't want to accept upon himself, we do not accept him to be a ger. V'chein the same thing, Bein Levi, a son of a Levi, Shebo lekabel divrei Levi, he comes and he wants to accept to be noig like a Levi. He wants to be able to work in the Beis Hamikdash, to sing, to close the doors. Or else the Kohen Shabo Lekabel Divrei Kuna. A Kohen also wants to be noyed like a Kohen to do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, but they say clearly, Chutz Midav Rechad, excluding one Avodah, like one mitzvah of Kuna or Levi, I don't accept. So the Lachar is then, Ein Mekabel Noyser, we don't accept them to work in the Beis Hamikdash. Shinyam, because the Pasuk says, HaMakriv Es Dam HaShlomim, that ends off, Mibnei Aaron. So it does this, so Avodah HaMesur L'Bnei Aaron, it's only the avoid is giving over to Bnei Aaron, so Rashi says, meaning you won't act like the Bnei Aaron, that you accept upon yourself all these mitzvahs, and you don't leave over anything. Rashi says, Bnei Aaron, mashmishiyenoi kol din Bnei Aaron, then loisiyah shakiyom, then you'll get matonis here in this parasha of Kuna. But if you don't accept, leaving one, you're not the kin be oivid like a kohen. Now, the whole kohen shein the moed bo, any kohen does not admit like to one of the mitzvahs of kuna. His ain lo chelik b'kuna. He has no shaykes to kuna. He can't take any matonas. He can't do the avoidah. He can't be a kohen like. Tana rabbon. Here, Tana rabbon again. That habo lekabel divrei chaveris. If somebody wants a mekabel to act like a chover again, like a choshev person that's noig b'tayro, imrinu shenoig b'tzina b'teich b'isai. If we saw that probably in the house he's knowing everything he does b'tayro, then mekabel noisai will not accept him right away, and v'yachakach m'lam b'noisai, then we'll go over again the lochus with him. But since we know like privately he acts that way, we can accept him right away. But v'yimlam, if we don't see that he acts that way, then m'lam b'noisai, first we have to teach him the lochus, how to become a chover. And v'yachakach m'kal b'noisai, then we'll receive it, we'll accept him. Shim ben Yechoy Yoimer, Benkach or Benkach, no matter which way it is, Mekal Benoisi, you have right away to accept him. He says he wants to, we can accept him. And Vulom Mekedak of Erlich will go and teach him afterwards exactly what he has to do. But if he wants to accept upon himself to be like a Chover, we'll accept him right away. Torah Rabbona, Mekablin Liknafayim, you can call upon yourself Tyra. Rashi said Liknafayim means like to wash your hands. As if to say, you'll always make sure your hands are tor, that if you touch truma, you're not going to make a tummy. And v'yachakach mekablin l'tyrus, then later you can accept upon yourself that even more chumris of tyra, that shavonastik tyroisov, that anything you have is ketorah gomor, that lecho trumasoi ketruma tyra. So two different things. One is just a mekabel, the hand should always be clean. And secondly, all your clothing, all your food is also clean. For your mom, let's say he says, "Any mekabel el l'knafayim, I only want to accept upon myself just to keep my hands clean." So mekabel, I said, "That's good." But kibbul the tyrus, let's say he wants to be tor full tyrus, but below kibbul the knafayim, he doesn't accept upon himself to have his hands clean. That's no good then. After the tyrus le kibbul, you can't even keep your tyrus clean, because if your hands are not clean, so your hands are going to touch it, and you'll make a tummy. So that's no good. Tana rabbanan learned like this. Ad kama mekabel noisoi. Till how long does he have to accept upon himself to be this chaver? So beisham yomim lamashke. If he wants to accept upon himself to have a din tyra for his hands, shloishim yom. He has to accept upon himself to be a chaver for at least 30 days. Lichsois. If he wants that even his clothing should have a din like its tor, then shnei masachodesh. You have to accept upon yourself to be a chaver for 12 months. And then if you accept upon yourself right away, you have this din that even your clothing is tor. For both of them, you only have a loch of a chover if you accept upon yourself at least for 1 year to be knowing this tyra. In Cain, the Sodom Gomorrah is the question. It comes out in Hevelay Mikula Veshamim Mechumer Vesilil. Vesilil is more machmer. So it should have said this in the Mishnah in Idias that says the few cases where Veshamim is more lechumer and Vesilil is lekula. Usually it's the opposite way. There are only like 6 cases that Vesilil is lechumer. If so, this should be another case. Why doesn't it say it? So when it's a true, El rather, they still loimim echad zivechazesh lo shloishim. He goes lekul and says, no, that even the tyrus, if you accept upon yourself just to be noig the tyrus for 30 days, that's also called a good kabbalah, and you could become a tchover just for that. Simena chover talmet cheles meches choza gaboy v'yatzme. Tana rabbanan learn like this. Habo lekabel divrei chaveris. If somebody comes to accept upon himself to be a chaver, sorach lekabel b'fnei shloisha chaverim. You have to be mekabel in front of 3 other chaverim. Can't just do it by yourself. This kabbal has to be in front of 3 other people. Ubonav b'nei beis and etzrichu lekabel b'fnei shloisha chaverim. But let's say later your children also want to have a din chaver, then it's easier. Like since you're a chaver already, so your children will follow you simple. So therefore, you do not have to accept upon them in front of 3 people. Even your children, when they want to be mekabel to be a chover, they also have to be done in front of 3 people. Meaning it's different. When the father accepts it for himself, it says kabbalah for himself, not for his kids. Rashi says the fishin adayim chovish kibul uatzmoi leben chover machmes kabbalas aviv shein l'shum kabbalah l'srach aviv, that it's no good. Like the father accepted upon himself, he like has a chiv, he has to. But the kids that did not accept upon themselves, just the fact they go after the father, that's not strong enough. Therefore, the kids also, for them to get a din chover, they would have to accept upon themselves also in front of three people. Tana Rabbanan. Somebody wants to accept upon himself to be like a chover. Kabbal divri chaveris. It's sorrowful kabbal of negim chaverim. You have to in front of three chaverim. If you have filled tamachochim, even if you're a tamachochim, also sorrowful le kabbal of negim chaverim. Even though you're a tamachochim, still you'll have to accept upon yourself to be a chover. You'll have to do it in front of three chaverim. What's going to be zokin? You're an older person, the yeshiva, the yeshiva, the head of the yeshiva. Then in the sorrowful kabbal of negim chaverim. You don't have to accept upon yourself in front of three. Shekvar kibbal all of mishor shiyoshiv. Once they put you to be the head, that alone like is enough. A choshev that now when you accept to be a chover, you can accept between yourself. You don't have to have three people there. Ah, b'shur loymer af talmud chacham and tzorach lekabel v'nei shloish chaverim. No, even a talmud chacham also, since he's a talmud chacham, he for sure knows what he's doing, and when he accepts to be a chover, that's good. For loyer, not only this. Other people can mekabel chaveris in front of a Talmud Chacham. So Talmud Chacham does not need other people, not Rabbi, he helps for other people. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, b'yimei b'noi sh'rabbi Chanina ben Atignis nishnis mishnezu. This mishnah was learned in the times of the son of Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis. To say what? That even a Talmud Chacham also has to have the Mekabel Divrei Chaveris in front of three people. Rashi says, Nishtas means also, the Afilu Talmud Chacham, Tzorach Lekabel. Why? What was the Maisa? It was like this, because Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Estapik Lu Milsa B'Tarris. They had a Shaila, something to do with Hilchas Taris. They had a Shaila, what to do. So, Shodri Rabbonin Legabi B'Nosh Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignus. So the Rabbonin sent the Shaila to the son of Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignus. Is Azilu, so this Chacham, these two Rabbonim went, Omrulei, and they said to the son, lie in bo, look into the Shiloh. So Ashbichu de Kotoyin Tyrus, so they found him, they found that Rabbi Chanina was like watching a Tyrus. So what did the Benoi Shavachina do? Oysev Rabbonim Medidei took some of his own Tamil Chachomim, Legabayo, to watch his Tyrus. And then the Benoi Shor Abchnino went to look into the Shiloh. So the Kitzi was a little bit mevazel, these two Tchamidim Chachomim that came to ask the Shiloh, because he did not trust them to watch his Tyrus, but rather he called two other Tchamidim of his own to watch the Tyrus. So that one was, also they came, Amr and Rabbi Yehuda. They told over these two Tchamidim that went to ask the Shiloh, they told over to Rabbi Yehuda, like the way he was not bizoying with us. Omul el Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yossi. Omulu, so Rabbi Yehuda is like this, Omul Rabbi Yehuda. Oviv Shalzeh, his father already was Bizer Talmud Chachamim. His father was Mevazah Talmud Chachamim. In other words, like we learned before, he holds the Shittim that when a Talmud Chachamim wants to become a Chaver, he has to accept in front of three people. So you also held you have to be Mevazah him. So Afu Mevazah Talmud Chachamim, even his son now also has the Smidah, he was Mevazah this Talmud Chachamim. That the fact when he had his Tyrus, he did not trust them to watch his Tyrus, but rather he had a cold his own Tamidim. So the Mor says now, Oh my Lord, yes, Yossi said back, no. Kavoid Zokin Ye Munach Bim Koim. No, leave the cover of the Zokin alone. That they both were not Mevazah Tamid Chachom here. But rather the Locher is that Elo, Meyoim Shechor Beis Amidish, the day that the Beis Amidish was Chorav, Noyagul Kahanim Sil Sobiyasim, Kahanim were Noyig, this Kurma like by themselves, Shein Moisrim as a Tyrus Lecholodim. They do not trust anybody to watch their Tyrus. They would have Truma, something that's Tor. They want to make sure it's Tor, so that's the Churma they have. Does not call them Mevazah Talmud Chacham. So Rashi says, Kvoid Zoki means Av V'Yabin. Silsa means Mal. They made this Mal, this Churma by themselves, not to trust anybody for their Tyrus. Then the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbonin, Chovish Shemeis, a Chovah that dies. So Ishto Yubonov of Neves Reim Becheskosim. They still are Becheskos to be a Chavr also. Whatever they have is also Torah. Even though mainly it was because of the husband, but still they're still used to acting the same way they acted when the husband was alive. Achi Yechoshto, until we find they did something wrong. Vechein the same thing, Chotzer Shomerchim Botchel, they have a courtyard that used to sell kosher at Chelut for the Titzis. Sareyo Becheskosoi, again, it's Becheskos, whoever takes over the business will still do it the right way. Achetifson, till we find that they sold something wrong. Tana Rabbanan, Eishes Amoritz, the wife of an Amoritz, that her husband died, and she nisa zechover, then she got married to a chover, v'chein bita shel Amoritz, the daughter of an Amoritz, she nisa zechover, she got married to a chover, v'chein avdo shel Amoritz, she nimka lechover, kulam tzvich lekabadir v'chaveris, v'tchila. It's not enough the fact now they're married to a chover, but since before they were used to not being a chover, so now they have to accept upon themselves to be a chover. Abu, but the opposite way. Eishes chover shenises le'amoritz. On eishes chover they got married to an amoritz. V'chein bitu shechover shenises le'amoritz. V'chein avdu shelechover shenimkul le'amoritz. And tzrich le'kabadu v'chaveres betchil, they don't have to accept upon themselves. But rather we say they'll still be acting the same way they were acting before. Rabbi Meir Raymond, no, Afein Tzvich L'Kabal Lehem Divich Averis Nechil, they have to. Because Mustama, now that they're married to a new person, they're in this new Rishus, they may become influenced by him. And therefore, in order for them to keep the status of being a Chover, they have to accept upon themselves a Farish like that they'll still be a Chover, they'll still watch themselves from Tumah B'Taira. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Raymond, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Mais had once happened, Bishak was one lady, she nifes L'Chover, she got married to a Chover. Voisa koimas uloi tefillin al yodoi, and used to like carry tefillin, koimas what she has kasheris, she used to tie on his tefillin al yodoi, on his hand. He was married to the chaver, she also used to help him put on his tefillin. She used to, then she got married to an amoritz, voisa kasheris loi kishrei muchas al yodoi. Now she was selling, Rashi says, she yesh choisemis le muchas. Now she was carrying around on her arm these receipts for the taxes. So the kids, you see, they changed very fast. That when she was married to a chover, she used to have tefillin on her arm. But now that she's married to an amoritz, she wants to take care of his business. That's what I was saying before. Even though she before was married to a chover, now she gets married to an amoritz, we have to check her out again. She has to make up upon herself again to be like a chover. Yeah. Alright, I'll stop here. Okay, well,